RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea. RV, un lugar interactivo diseñado por la Vicerrectoría de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas que propone un ambiente virtual de encuentro y emisión donde lo nacional y global tiene cabida en cada una de sus franjas.
Welcome again to La Aventura del Inglés. We have continued with our trip around Santander. In Santander study many teenagers and they are who speak about different topics today. But remember, we travel now in different schools, beautiful schools, where the students are learning English and they are practicing every day to deliver us an interesting information about the life, animals, forests, hobbies and leisure activities and other subjects really important for you and me. Socorro is a beautiful town in Santander and has two important competitions that are a complement about its history. One of that is Concurso Departamental de Danzas Costa del Folclore, with the purpose of stand out the typical dance of the Andina region like Guabina, Bambuco, Torbellino, Pasillo and Danza. Other important competition is Concurso Nacional de Bandas Marciales Escudo de Armas del Socorro. The purpose is put together bands from different parts of cities and countries.
Hello everybody, I am Clara Inés Echeverría Tovar and I am the principal Avelina Moreno School. I want to tell you that English and virtuality has been a great opportunity for both students and teachers. Thanks to be here.
Colombia, my dear land, is a version of the song Colombia Tierra Querida that was translated into English by our teacher Elizabeth Silva.
Thank you.
Time to make a break. Listen us in just little minutes.
No te pierdas todos los martes, cada 15 días, Viva la UNAD, tu programa radial institucional a través de RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para todo el mundo.
Debate en línea, un programa con temas de interés que escucha la gente.
Sintonícenos todos los lunes a las 3 de la tarde por la radio UNAD Virtual. Debate en línea, desde Colombia para el mundo.
Well, we continue here in La Aventura de Inglés. Listening and learning.
Si acaso tú no ves más allá de tu nariz, no oyes a una flor.
In our school, we always pray at the beginning of our class because we consider that it's very important to thank God for everything.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Spirit. Amen.
My school. Hello, my name is Rafael Gutierrez. I study in Avelina Moreno School. It is an important institution in Socorro City. I study English, math, social studies, Spanish, chemistry, physical education, kayak, and others. I am happy here because I am studying English in English Virtuality Project. That helps me to improve my English knowledge. Alina Moreno, principal, is Clarinese Echeverría Tobar. She is an excellent support for the development of the schools. Our teacher of English are Nancy Cinchilla, Marina Sarmiento, Elizabeth Silva, and Carmen Elisa Garcia. They help us to increase our use of English.
Interesting topic. Teacher, how did you develop your class in your school?
We used where our classes applying different methodological strategies, developing all the linguistic competences and skills. Students are very motivated with the English and virtuality project. Therefore, thanks to Dr. Horacio Serpa and Dr. Laura Cristina for their support. Thanks.
Listening and learning.
Si acaso tú no ves más allá de tu nariz, no, yo soy una flor.
Chair Elizabeth, I know 20 teachers from Santander traveled to La Florida. You were one of them. What can you tell us about that trip?
Okay, I was one of the fortunate teachers who could travel to Florida because the English and Virtuality program gave us that trip as a gift for our performance in the program. The trip was really wonderful. We were able to practice our English and we could not only get to know that beautiful place, but also to improve our speaking and listening. Besides, we were there taking some training related to technical advances, something about new technologies. I am very happy because I was lucky in traveling there. Thank you very much to the English and Virtuality program, mainly to UNAD, and of course our department, Santana, our governor.
Interesting topic.
This poem was written by our English teacher, Elizabeth Silva. It expresses what hurts Colombian people feel because of the problem our country is suffering.
It hurts. It hurts like the wound that the dollar causes in battle in the fight of the more unequalizer. It hurts, my dear Colombia, the blood that the children will lay to the day hurt in this bloody and unnecessary world. It hurts like the crying that the infant makes in his world, in his chest, before the trying pain. It hurts, my dear Colombia, the hatred that the unjust spreads amongst brothers in this dignified and connection fight. It hurts like the insanity that the super kid in his heart, in his morning, but the powerful absence. It hurts, my dear Colombia, the fans that so many plants on the path on this random and final ground.
It's time to make a break. Listen us in just little minutes.
Cibercafé, todos los días desde las 20 horas a las 20 y 30 hora colombiana. Un café virtual con aroma transglobal. Cibercafé, solamente aquí por la RV.
Escucha todos los martes Boyacá AM, amigos de la mañana, a través de la radio UNAD virtual. Boyacá AM, amigos de la mañana, de Colombia para el mundo.
Well, we continue here in La Aventura del Inglés. Listening and learning.
Si acaso tú no ves más allá de tu nariz, no oyes a una flor re.
Life by Mother Teresa. Life is an opportunity. Benefit from it. Life is a beauty. Admire it. Life is a dream. Realize it. Life is a challenge. Meet it. Life is a duty. Complete it. Life is a gain. Pleasure. Life is a promise. Fulfill. Life is a sorrow. Overcome it. Life is a song. Sing it. Life is a struggle. Accept it. Life is a tragedy. Confront it. Life is an adventure. Get it. Life is a luck. Make it. Life is a life. Fight for it. By Mother Teresa de Calcuta.
Socorro is a friendly city. It's glorious history. Beautiful landscape, weather, lines of time have attracted many people around the world to visit and stay with us. Socorro is also a touristic place where you can enjoy ball adventure, sport, and incredible rested ambience. It is one of the most peaceful places in Colombia. If you want to be a Socorrian, the only thing you have to do is to visit us. Because once you experience our attractions and people kindness, you'll decide to stay longer and will be very glad you did it.
Can you help me?
Of course. I am a tourist and I like to visit the tourist place.
Oh yeah, we have a lot.
How interesting. Cathedral Our Lady of Socorro, location Carril 40, number 4056. Original use. It is monumental Roman Renaissance style piece in the construction where started in 1873 under Ignacio Martínez and Bonifacio Vargas. Direction is the white finish in 1843 is the grey design. Italian Carrara marbles, moves, main altar and pulpit, and has innumerable accessories of Latin crystal and virgin bronze lamp. In the main nave, a stunning painting of Nuestra Señora del Socorro can be found in West Painting by Spanish artist Murillo in 1615. And his silver frame was made in Paris according to the tradition on the display. A secret on the lamps of Charming Mirma can be heard at night.
It is a beautiful story, Capuchin's Convent. It is a colonial building. Its construction began in 1786. It was made in fine stone. The Spanish Capuchins lived there during a long time. It was inaugurated in 1795 during the 10 July incident. There, the independence of the city was signed. When Capuchins community left the country after the Boyacá battle, the university school began its laboratories in 1827. After that, the San Juan de Dios Hospital opened in it.
Oh, it is amazing! The Asilo and Chapel of Israel. It is a colonial house in East Brigham, where the residence of the Trouts, San Confines, and Palmas de Picot. I was restored by Evaristo Blanco, the bishop of the Socorro Diocese. Next to it, the San Antonio Asylum was built. It was donated by Jesus Solon Gomez. The Asylum was inaugurated on the 5th June, down 1909, and signed it is inhabited by the Terciaria Dominica nuns.
Great! Natal House of the Rosillo Clerical. The Clerical and the Rosillo, of the most intellectual men of the city, was born in the colonial house. He taught and participated in the Socorro independence process on the 10th of the July 1810. Has done part in the government Santa Fe Bogotá. In the clerical world, there is bronze medallion in the Rosillo, effigy donated in the Columbia Academy history.
Okay, what nice. I visited yesterday the Cultural House Horacio Rodriguez Plata, National Monument Decree 1771 of 1971. It is a gorgeous colonial house declared National Monument by Decree 1771 in 1971. The governor, Lucas González, lived there during the terror reign. The heroine, Antonia Santos, passed his last night before her execution. Nowadays, it has got an anthropological, historical, and ancestral museum, a public library, specialist rooms, and historical useful files for research. The tourist got surprised of its historical, original, exclusive, and emblematic attractions.
Other attraction the Mojavita State.
This colonial house was inhabited by José María de la Pasión Rueda y Gómez, one of the most important men at the ending of the 19th century. He was known as the monocle and coat lord, son of very wealthy parents. Nowadays, the house is a museum in his honor. It has got lovely ecological footpaths with an enormous variety of flora and fauna that goes to a waterfall appropriated for practicing of adventure sports and rappel.
Thank you for information. Bye.
I hope to you come back soon.
Interesting topic.
Revolution, justice, independence, change, leadership are perfect words to define Socorro. This town has been the cry to important Colombian leaders that changed the history. For example, Manuela Beltrán with the Comunera Revolution, Antonia Santos, a big revolutionary leader in the Simón Bolívar time, Juan Francisco Berbeo, Major General of Comuneros. Socorro is in the central cordillera and it is near the border with Cabrera and Pinchote in the north, Confines and Palmas del Socorro in the south, Páramo in the east, and Huitzimacota and Palmar in the west.
Music.
It's Time to Live.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.